This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back.
I'm back.
I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm back. Always here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732. Wow, 5563, that's low. How about a little more juice there? There you go. Joe was here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, because you need to be part of the solution, right? You all agree with me? Anyway, you know, there's so much going on. There's so much we need to be dealing. Oh, by the way, if you want the shirt that I have on, can you see it? Russia made me do it. Actually, I'm going to have some more shirts made. I'm going to have, like, Russia then cross that out, and, you know, Hillary cross that out. I don't know. You know, Ukraine cross that out. Really, Vladimir cross that out. It just is getting crazy. They don't care who made them do it or not made them do it. They don't really care what the truth is. Joe Bacini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'd love to know what you have to say about what's going on tonight, today, in the news. All this crazy stuff that's happening. I mean, seriously, these people have seriously and honestly just lost their minds in more ways than one. I don't get any of this. Yes, it's infuriating. All right, look. The transcript was released today. I wasn't going to go down this road yet. I was going to wait. But I'm not going to. I'm going to do it now. But the Schumer came out last night and said that, hey, didn't matter what was in the transcript. He was still guilty. There were, you know, still didn't like what was said, went down. And the fact that he admitted that he told the president of Ukraine that he had to investigate Biden. Right? And the Ukraine president said he wasn't pressured, but the Dems don't believe him. So now, I guess they're calling the Ukrainian president a liar. Do they really want to do that? Do they seriously want to do that? Now think about something. They are accusing President Trump of putting pressure on the Ukrainian president to investigate Biden, or else he wasn't going to get the money. However, nowhere in the transcript you see where he even alludes to the fact that, hey, if you don't do this investigation on Biden, I may not be able to find that release button for that money. Joe Biden comes out and says, if you don't fire their equivalent to the district attorney or the AG, if you would, if you don't fire him, the prosecutor, then you won't get the money. And he even bragged about the fact that when the Ukrainian president said to him, well, I'll just call President Obama, he said, go ahead, you still won't get the money. He played it out like he was the mafia boss, which is really funny because they're great. The Democrats are great at calling this out like it's them. Like the other side's the mafia. Look at what the Republicans do. They're the mafia. But no, I grew up around the mafia. And when you start putting those people under your thumb, when you start as they did with the Ukrainian president, as Biden did, you'll do this or else you won't see the money. I'm sorry. And he was open and happy about it. Go figure. Now they're screaming, there was a second call. Trump said, okay, well, sure. Release that one, too. They're not, and that'll be a phony, too, right? I mean, now you're hearing that these are, you know, these may not be full transcripts, because I mean, they don't, again, they failed again. They failed the test again. They're just rabid with this stuff. It's nuts. Get a grip. They're scary. No, seriously. They're scary because they're going to nail him no matter what. They're going to find something that they think smells sour and that makes him guilty. That's what makes them dangerous. They want the kill no matter what. No matter who they take down with them and no matter how much they have to lie to get it there. I still think that Schiff should be put in jail. No, seriously. We heard for months he saw evidence that tied Trump to Russia. Tied him to Russia. Where? Where is that evidence? And why is Russia now it's in the background? We don't hear about Russia. We don't hear about Putin anymore. And now they're upset because the DOJ is now going to look into the Ukrainian influence into the 2016 election. You know, they can't let it go. They're closer to the 2020 election than they are to the 16 election, and they're still retrying the. You want to beat them? Think about it. If you really want to beat him, then gin up your team to beat him in 2020. Because, you know, my attitude here, this is going to be a lot of fun to watch. I think the problem is you know you can't beat him. You know Warren can't beat him. Socialism is not going to win this election. Right? It's not going to happen. So I want to see them go after him. I want to see them take him on and how that works out for them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And I do mean that sincerely. When we come back, Dan Pilla joins me. He is the tax man, the main tax man. You need information. You're coming up on the end of the year. Get a grip. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. He had a boogie style, but no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And please be part of the conversation, right? That's not, I mean, seriously. And the only way you're part of the conversation...
Phone number at the sound of the phone.
The only way... The only way you're part of the conversation, right, is if you get involved and get engaged. It's really that simple. I mean, when you start spewing party line, it's a problem. And I'm not trying to get on your case. You know, some of you know what I'm like. You know how crazy it makes me when people just simply decide they're gonna spew what they see come over their Twitter, right? They're gonna spew whatever it is that they see coming across their feeds all day long. It's just, it's so wrong. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. At least if you're part of the conversation, right, you get both sides of the story. And that's really what you need. You need to know how the other side thinks. Because if you don't know how the other side thinks, then how do you come up with a conclusion? How do you know what they're believing and what they're saying? And for those of you that are petrified about the tax man, you don't have to be. Because I have the expert on the line. I have the guy that I want to say that, you know, can help you work through pretty much anything. But you've got to pay attention. You've got to do what he tells you to do. And listen, when you hear, you've heard the commercials, you hear those letters IRS, it petrifies the crud out of you, and it doesn't have to. All right? I mean, if you have the right, it's like anything else. If you have the right information, you can work through almost anything. Dan Pilla, glad to have you with me. How are you doing?
I'm well, Joe. How are you?
I'm pushing through. And that's always good. You know what I'm saying?
Pushing through. Okay.
I'm gonna have a lot of deductions this year because I have equipment that's blowing up everywhere. They're not gonna believe it, I'm telling you. Anyhow.
Man, well, keep your records, Joe. You'll be fine.
Oh, records. What are those? Right?
What are those? I mean, you know, a lot of people, especially construction workers, I don't know what it is with construction workers, but their filing system is the front seat of the floor of the front seat of their pickup truck. That's right where they file everything. And it's obviously it's not the way to look. Here's the reality. I mean, you jumped right in with your business problems. Two thirds of every audit problem that businesses have are caused by lack of records. All right. So if you did nothing but understand what your record keeping burdens are, and take a few minutes every day. You don't have to make a career out of it. It's just a couple of minutes every day with some simple record-keeping techniques, you're going to avoid two-thirds of every potential audit problem that could arise. Now, who wouldn't do that?
Everybody. Everybody should do it. I mean, sure. But most of these guys that I talk to, I know one person in construction, funny you bring this up, and I was talking to him yesterday, and he had mentioned that he just went to the bank with a bunch of checks that had been, ready for this? They had been accumulating in the back seat of his truck.
Sure. Well, yeah. What, imagine that. it's one thing to drop your cash register receipts on the floor, but this guy's saving checks.
In the back.
I mean, he must have more money than he can spend if he's not putting the checks in the bank when he gets them. But look at it. I mean, this is a problem. People don't go into business, Joe, to become accountants unless, of course, you're an accountant. But if you're an architect or an engineer or a construction guy or an HVAC guy or just go down the list, you don't want to be a doggone accountant. You want to be in the profession that you chose to be in, all right? That's what you want to do. But the fact of the matter is that the federal tax laws put dozens of burdens on businesses to comply with affirmative duties, specific things they have to do. It's not enough to not get yourself in trouble, right? I'm not going to rob the grocery stores, so therefore I'll stay out of trouble. That's not how the tax law works. You have to take affirmative steps to stay in compliance. You have to do specific things, or simply not doing anything gets you in trouble.
Yeah, and a lot of these guys, to your point, that I've talked to in construction, some of them have actually heard the show and heard you and I talking, have said, you know, I don't want to do all that stuff. I don't want to keep all those records. I want an easier way to do all this. I'm going, there is no easier way to do this. The rules are the rules, and the IRS aren't the people that you want to push back on necessarily, correct? Especially when it comes to this.
Well, certainly not when it comes to your record keeping. But what are we talking about when we say all those records? All right, well, let's just talk about a couple of simple things here. First of all, if you're in any business, I don't care what kind of a business it is, all right, the first thing you should do is go out and get yourself a business credit card or a business debit card, all right, and use that credit or debit card exclusively, and underline and bold and highlight the word exclusive. Don't use it on your vacation to Jamaica. Don't use it when you go to the grocery store. Use it strictly 100% for business. And this way, when you get a printout of your statement every single month, which comes to you whether you like it or not, Joe, it's not something you have to do. They send you the statement every month. You've got now in that statement at least one hard record of all business expenses that you paid for during the course of that month. Now you got to maintain, of course, now you got to maintain the record, and you have to go through the steps of classifying the expenses in various categories. It's a materials expenses, or it's a office supplies, or it's business utilities, or whatever it is. But here's the thing, Joel, and I don't care when I had this conversation with a client today, where I'm talking this guy through organizing his records so he can get his delinquent returns filed. I said, listen, I would bet you money that you don't have any more than 6 or 7 or 8 categories of expenses. You see, every business has its own flavor of expenses, and those expenses are recurring. They happen every single month. And so you don't have 50 categories that you have to keep track of. It's 7 or 8 different categories, maybe 10, but probably not. And therefore, when you get over this emotional hump, it's remarkably easy to keep the records because you're not doing that much.
No, and to your point, though, the construction guys, for instance, right? And I was talking to this fellow the other day. It's the gas, the lunches, the parts and pieces that they buy. And again, being an electrician from years gone by, you know, I know that every expense or every Home Depot expense is somehow tied to one of your jobs. It's easy to tie that.
Sure,
but where they get in trouble is when they start taking the boys out for beer and lunch and that kind of stuff, and they don't know how to categorize all that. They don't know how to keep track of all that. Listen, we'll hit that on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a lot of fun to have you with me. Dan Pillow, the tax guy, joins me. When I head over during the break, head over to taxhelponline.com. Taxhelponline.com. Learn more about what's going on. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says he found the whistleblower allegations to be both disturbing and credible that led to an impeachment inquiry being opened against President Trump.
I can understand why the Inspector General found them credible, even without the benefit yet of the Inspector General's full analysis.
The president said there was no quid pro quo in the July phone call with Ukraine's president on his political rival, Joe Biden.
And the Democrats did this hoax
during the United Nations week. It was perfect. Because this way, it takes away from these tremendous achievements that we're taking care of doing.
GOP Senator Mitt Romney called the rough transcript of the call deeply troubling. The acting director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, testifies before Congress on Thursday on the whistleblower complaint. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I appreciate so much the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And look, like I always tell you, I bring the experts on because I don't have a clue. If I had a clue, do you think I'd be doing this job? I'd be doing something that makes a heck of a lot more money, right? So I bring on the experts to keep you from having the aggravation that you need to have, whether it's health care or, in this case, your taxes, and you need to get a jump on these out front. Don't wait till the day that you have to file and go, I need what? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, let's welcome WLSS 930 AM out of Sarasota, Florida. Love you guys. Thanks for taking the show. I really so much appreciate the listeners in Florida. I think we got four or five stations in Florida now. And you guys will need tax help, I'm sure. Dan Pilla joins me. He's written a new book called The Small Business Tax Guide. I call him the tax, you know, the tax man. I have learned so much from him. So many of you have written me emails that tell me how much you've learned from him. And thank God you're paying attention, because this is one of those areas you don't want to make stupid mistakes in. Right, Dan?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's very easy to make these kind of mistakes, Joe, because there's so many burdens that are put on businesses. And so many business people, you know, they just don't know what they don't know. That's the problem. And that's what the book does. It gets you all of these things that you need to know to keep you from being tripped up by all these little booby traps that are in the tax code.
Yeah, the new book he's talking about is the Dan Pilla's Small Business Tax Guide. Head over to taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com. You know what? We'll put a link on it on the website so you can hop up there and you can get over to the book. But I mean, if you got a small business, or I'll tell you what, even if you're thinking about starting a small business, you know, a lot of guys, they want some supplemental income so they'll start a small business, and it's great. I'm tell you what. For years, it fed my family. I brought up four kids on a small business, so it's not a bad thing. You just have to pay attention because you really don't want all the aggravation that goes along with not doing this the right way. So, hey, Dan, let's just hit a couple of things. First of all, you and I have talked about this before, and you go to your CPA, and you tell your CPA what you're going to do, and they start hitting you with, well, you know, you might want to be a C-Corp or an S-Corp or maybe an LLC or just a doing business as we call it in California. What kind of structures are the best for small business? You know, a guy that might only have one or two people working for him or her.
Well, I got to answer the question with a question, Joe, and that is what kind of business are we talking about? And that is critical because certain businesses need limits to liability, like a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer might want to have limits to liability, for example. Do you have partners or investors? Because if that's the case, then the type of business that you can be is limited probably to a corporation or an S corporation or a partnership. And so that limits your situation. It depends on the nature of your business and what you intend to do going forward. And I'll tell you what, that's a very common question. And it's probably, if I were to pick one thing, that might be the single most misunderstood area of small business is what about these entities? What really are these entities? How do they work? And more importantly, what are their compliance burdens? Joe, I have an entire chapter in the Small Business Tax Guide that explains all of these entities, what they are, how they work, what the advantages and disadvantages are of each one, and I explain the tax compliance ramifications for each one so you know what you're getting into if, for example, you set up an S corporation.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I'm listening to you talk right now, and you're talking about all these different groups. I talked to two CPAs, another tax guy, and we came up with doing our business a certain way. And then after hearing you speak twice, my wife came in the room and said, so when are we shutting down the LLC? You know, that because of all the information we got. And you sit there and
and
you lay it out, you know, 1 through 12 as to what constitutes A, B, and C. And that's what you got to do. That's why I tell people, get the right information. Sit down, listen, do a little homework to save yourself a boatload of aggravation on the other side. So
that's right, and it's not that complicated. You know, you don't have to be a lawyer or a CPA to understand this stuff. And the fact of the matter is, you just need to be taken by the hand and guided to it. Well, let's take a step back. Before the break, we were talking about record keeping. I could give you the exact same answer with record keeping. There's a systematic way to approach this and to handle the problem that's not overwhelming and, in fact, isn't even burdensome. It's really just a couple of minutes a day to do this properly, and there's an entire chapter in the book on a record-keeping system. In fact, there's about five or six different procedures that I talk about in the book for record-keeping strategies that is going to keep your business out of trouble. So between the entity structures and the record-keeping, those two chapters alone are worth the price of the ticket.
I my business is starting to grow. I want to hire on a few employees. But you know what? I don't want to go through all that tax and the payroll crap. So I'm going to hire a few independent contractors to do some work for me. Good idea?
What could go wrong with that? Nothing. Here's the thing, Joe. Independent contractors are an absolutely legitimate way to get help for your business, right? You basically got two alternatives when you need help with your business. Alternative one is you hire an employee, and then you've got a whole series of compliance hoops that you have to jump through. The other alternative is you contract with, you don't hire, but you contract with an independent contractor, which is really just another small business person that performs services in the area that you happen to need services in. So this small business provides services to your small business.
Right.
And there's a whole separate series of hoops you have to jump through in order to make that relationship work. Here's where the trouble comes. There is a definition of an employee, and it's a loose definition, but the courts enforce it, and it comes down to control. All right, if you are controlling the worker, and you're controlling the workplace, and you're controlling the manner in which the work is performed, then that person, however you label them, that person is your employee. And you have to understand these control rules and what the factors are that the IRS is going to look at to determine whether or not you indeed control that worker. Because here's the problem. And again, I talk about this in the book as well. I got a chapter on employees. I got a chapter on independent contractors. And I show you what constitutes an independent contractor, what constitutes an employee. If the IRS comes along later on, like 3 years later, Joe, and reclassifies your workers as employees, they're going to assess all the delinquent employment taxes against you, plus penalties, plus interest, and it will cost you a fortune if you mislabel those workers. So you need to understand what these rules are and how to make it work in your favor so you don't get clobbered down the line.
Wow. just said this, a chill up my spine, because, you know, there's a lot of people that, quote-unquote, use independent contractors maybe to get a portion of a job done that they're working on, and they're not really independent contractors, just temporary help. Now, if you need temporary help for a large project, your best bet and you tell me if I'm wrong, is to go to a temporary agency, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no question about it. You lease the employee from the agency, and you pay the agency a flat fee, and they do all the withholding and so forth on their employees. And employee leasing is a 100% legitimate way to go about your business. No question about that. Here's what the big problem is with the independent contractor thing. There's not one CPA out there, and this is no slam against CPAs, all right? Because in the world that CPAs live in, they're good at what they do, bookkeeping, accounting, and tax return preparation. But the litigation issues, they're not good at it because they don't do it. They don't understand it. And this is why I get cases referred to me all the time from CPAs who are in over their head when it comes to the litigation issues. And one of these areas where they just simply don't give the advice that needs to that small businesses need to hear is in this area of classifying workers. They don't understand the nuances of the employee versus the independent contractor issues, and it is going to get you in trouble if you don't understand these nuances. And I'll tell you something else, Joe. It's not that doggone complicated. It just isn't. There's clear lines between the two functions, and I lay it out for you so any layman can understand, once they've read these two chapters, will understand exactly what constitutes an employee and how to deal with them versus an independent contractor and how to deal with them.
You know, if you don't do it for any other reason, if you got a small business and you don't do this for any other reason, pick up the book so you don't get nailed with it. Because I'm telling you something, it is not just him selling this. It's I talk to small businesses all the time. It is the biggest area of angst and problems for them is that independent contractor classification when they try to bring people in. It really does bite them.
Let me go a step further, Joe. This is how my dad got in trouble with the IRS. I got in the tax litigation business in the first place when I was a kid because the IRS shut my dad's small business down. And it was over this independent contractor issue. That's how he got in trouble.
Wow. All right, well, we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break because people really, this is where they get hooked a lot. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes. And you know that office you have in your house? Can you really write it off? We'll be back in a few minutes to let you know.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Welcome to your host, you're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. If you want one of these shirts, Russia made me do it. I'm going to have another one made. Ukraine made me do it or something like that. Anyway, if you want a shirt, go ahead, hop on the website. They're up there. You can go ahead and grab one. And yes, I'll keep a record. They'll give you a paper receipt so I don't get in trouble with the IRS or Dan on this one. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. But seriously, you know, send me an email, Joe at the Real Side, if you have any questions. I'd bring you guys on, but you take so long to ask a question, we wouldn't get through some of this information. Dan Pilla, his new book, The Small Business Tax Guide, he's got a lot of good books. But if you've got a small business or you're thinking about starting a small business, this would not be a bad read for you. Take a look at it. Go through it. Make sure you cover your butt because it will cost you a lot of money to get out of the IRS mess. Dan, thanks for being with me. Appreciate it so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
All right, so I'm going down some of the things that small business, the normal problems that small businesses run into, because as you alluded to earlier, I want to make widgets. I don't know anything about tax stuff. I just want to make my widgets and be happy and make a little extra cash. Now, when I was, I've talked to other guys, but even for myself personally, when we were talking about building out the studio and doing this and doing that, you know, we've had some people tell us, you can't write off your garage space that you're using for studio because it's not a, you know, it's not a livable area. It's, you know, garage space. It's storage area. You put cars in there. Does the IRS look at different areas of your home as a viable or honest area that you can write off as workspace?
Well, first of all, Joe, whoever told you that is just simply dead wrong. You absolutely can use any space in your home, including a garage, a basement, an attic, even a detached building like a barn or a shed of some kind for business purposes. Now, here's the problem with the garage. The problem is not that it isn't a living space. The problem is, let's say you got a 10 by 20 garage, right? And you say, okay, I've got 200 square feet here, and I'm using this garage for business. And the IRS says, do you park your car in the garage? And you say, well, yes, I do park my car in the garage. And they say, well, do you use your car exclusively for business? Well, no, I only use my car about 50% for business. Well, therefore, that disqualifies your garage as being a business use, because in order to qualify for business use, any part of your dwelling house, including structures attached to the dwelling house, like a garage, have to be used regularly and exclusively for business.
Oh.
Well, if you're parking your car in the garage, Joe, and the car is only used half the time for business, you are disqualified because it's not exclusive use. That's what the problem is. So if you, let's say you've got a building that's detached, let's say, forget the detachment. Let's just say that now you got a two-car garage. And let's say instead of 10 by 20, it's 20 by 20. And half of the garage is used regularly and exclusively for business. And the other half of the garage, you got your car and your bike and all the rest of the crap that you store in your garage, right? All the personal stuff is, you know, it's the skateboard, all that stuff is in the garage, the garden rake, et cetera. Now you can claim a deduction for the portion that's used regularly and exclusively for business happens to be half your garage. So it's got nothing to do with whether it's livable space. The key is regular and exclusive business use.
No, that makes sense. The exclusive use. I can see that. Two-thirds of my garage has been built out to use for a studio, so, and that's all it's used for is a studio. And the other portions we use to store the regular garbage that every family has that never uses,
sure,
kind of thing. So
sure, that's right. That never uses. That's exactly right. So the area that's built out for the studio, Joe, yeah, whatever your square footage is, as long as it's regular and exclusive business use, it is absolutely a deductible for home office purposes. All right. Now, what constitutes regular use? All right. That just has to. It just simply means that it has to be used on an ongoing basis, not sporadically. All right. Not a hit-and-miss situation, but there's no magic formula for that either. It doesn't have to be once a week or four times a day. It's just got to be on a regular – it just has to be on an ongoing, sure, basis. So clearly you're using your studio every single day, and a contractor who's got his business tools and equipment stored in half of his garage, he's got his scaffolding and his compressor and his generator and all that stuff. That's regular ongoing use.
Wow. Okay, that makes sense. Starting to come together now. That makes sense. And that's it. People are pretty scattered about this stuff, but it's making sure that you keep track of and you're pretty regular about these kind of things. Okay.
Yeah, and again, here's another area, Joe, that I got a chapter in the book on this issue that shows you in great detail how to figure this out so you don't get into trouble.
All right, so I got to ask this. I got other questions I want to ask you, but this one. So I get the book. And I'm doing business, and I go, oh, crap, I'm doing this all wrong. Can I call Dan Pilla? Can he save me?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we've got a policy. We've had a policy for years that any person that buys a book off our website, you got to get it off our website, taxhelponline.com, gets a free consultation directly with me personally. And so if you get the book, you read the book, and you got questions, you want clarification, you simply call the office. You get on my consultation schedule. You talk to me personally, and I walk you through your situation.
Yeah, and people head up there. We're going to put a link to the book page because there's a lot of you have small businesses, you're starting small business, or maybe your small business is starting to grow and you're getting worried. Talked to a guy last night, same thing. There's a potential his business is going to grow. He's like, I don't want to do all this. You know, well, get some information. Find out what all this is before you get all crazy here, okay? Let's talk, especially in California. We have they're referred to as day laborers. You go down to the local Lowe's or Home Depot, you know, it's a construction place, and they have guys that'll jump in your truck and they'll work for you all day long. And, you know, Dan, I throw them a few bucks cash. They're happy. You know, I give them 60, 70 bucks for the,
sure,
day or whatever it is. Throw them some pizza,
sure,
at lunch. That's okay, right?
Well, listen, there's nothing illegal about using day laborers, and there's nothing illegal about paying people cash, Joe. The challenge is that you still, even if you're paying them cash, you still have to treat them as employees, and you got to do the wage withholding and reporting. So you got to get their name, their address, a valid taxpayer identification number, Social Security number, or an individual taxpayer identification number if they don't qualify for Social Security, and it's got to be reported to the IRS. So the simple fact that paying them cash is irrelevant. That's not illegal, and it's not improper. The question is, are you keeping track of it and reporting it properly? That's the challenge.
And
here's
the thing,
Joe. Let's say you're a contractor and you hire 50 day laborers over the course of a year, and you paid out $10,000 or $15,000 to these day laborers. Do you want to claim that as a deduction on your tax return?
Of course you do.
Of course you do. You need to be able to prove you paid the money. And if you're paying them cash, that's where the challenge comes in. How do you prove you paid them the money? Well, my recommendation is you have to sign a receipt that says they got the money. But in the meantime, you got to get their name, their address, a valid taxpayer identification number, and report the wages to the IRS and pay the employment taxes.
So even if I'm working in the backyard, I got a big tree I want to take out, and I'm going, you know what, I can't do this long. Go down and get me two day laborers. It might take me a day to do this. I have them there all day, and I pay them as Joe Schmuck, homeowner. I got to do all that for them, too?
Well, no. How are you paying them? Are you paying them as a business or are you paying them as an individual? If you're paying them as an individual, Joe, if you bring these people into your house, onto your property, all right, your personal property, your home, to cut a tree, then basically what you're doing at that point is you're hiring an independent contractor to cut the tree for you. And now you pay them and their taxes are their responsibility. But if you are in business and you're hiring workers to perform services for your business, then you've got to report to the IRS.
Wow. You know, and this is pretty simple stuff. You know, one of the questions I've been asked a million times, and I've never got around to asking you, is these rules or these processes change every year in the tax code. I mean, the tax code is enormous. How do you keep up with this stuff? How do you, Dan A., keep up with this stuff? How does the average person keep up with all these rules that change in the IRS?
Well, the average person can't keep up with it, Joe, precisely because the average person has a life and they're pursuing their pursuits, you know, that produce fruit in their life, such as their contracting business or their engineering business or their hairdressing business. I don't care what it is. But see, I don't have a life, Joe. And so I read the tax code every day and write books about the tax code. Here's the reality. The fact of the matter is that the things that we're talking about here, the small business procedural stuff that we're talking about, doesn't change every year. What changes every year is this is deductible, that's deductible, this is the new tax rate, that's the old tax rate, this is going to be taxed, that's not going to be taxed. That's the stuff that changes all the time. The stuff we're talking about, the stuff that's in the Small Business Tax Guide, is very, very static from year to year as far as procedures for keeping records and who's an employee and who's not and what are the entities and all these things we've been talking about, Joe. That stuff has been solid for probably 40 years or more.
All right, guys, listen, we're just about out of time here. You need to get a copy of this book. If you get it before September 30th, okay, you can get a pre-publication pricing of $27.95. I'm going to put that up there. I get none of that money, so I'm not hawking the book for that reason. I'm telling you, Dan knows what he's talking about. You need to get the help. You need to get the information because you don't want to take care of it on the back end. I'm telling you from personal experience, it sucks. Anyway, Dan, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate the time you spend with me, man.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
All right. Coming up next hour, vaping. Is the hype, is it really that bad for you? Well, the expert will be in with me. Kerry Quash will be in. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.